So for how I
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, January the 28th, 2016. Welcome to the women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the challenges facing vendors, the bulk of whom are women, who were relocated from city centers by local authorities but are now back to their former vending sites as the country's economic crisis continues to take its toll. What are your views on the issue? To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But ladies, as you know, Thursday is your day, Pachina Chemadzimai. And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and don't forget you can also find us at www.ndebele.com.
I'm with your family and wife, guys. The director of the Zimbabwe for Social Internet Transformation. You can end up reporting us, you know, we have a change in one of the
Association now called BZTA, Bulawayo Vendor Traders Association, based in Bulawayo. I'm a gender and microfinance officer. I can say for now, the vendors haven't gone back to the places where they are located. So they are still roaming in the streets and they are having problems with the city council colleagues. We are trying to do a dialogue with the city council, the interdepartmental meeting with the city council on Tuesday, where we tried to talk to the city council how best can they help these vendors who are roaming in the streets, because they are saying they can't go where they were allocated because of their reasons which they have. The first one is there is no sanitation, the beds are not drawn up, it's only the ground, and there is no business there, so they can't go there. It's far from the passerby. The women are they are the ones who are carrying out the duties as compared to men. Although men, they now the workers bending fight, why did the women sit down? So the women are a higher percent than the men from a vendor who's located. Because upon a business, so who's a Magutown and city council in Sambokara, mental meeting in our this Tuesday to the trial with our Nalo, Namea, Tambo, Sangana, to the Taurana, and again, Nemakwan, Rima politics, Tambo trial to Timbokara, to Taurana, Nema councillors, but to honor you, you are what you are, but I say, most great indicted my solution that I just say. And the Vagato man, Maya, you are some background, you are also staff of men who was one of the Victor Murisao, one of the one out in Murinema and Amisimba, which is why it's really close. But I say the point, the officers were dying, Rumende, local family, Rambo Pindi, Rambo, one out in Pinting IQ in conjunction with the country. Oh, Mama, I never was in the country. sebethengisa abaselalokwesaba kabasayesaba izi noma bengakotho kodwa sokuyimlando wekhansel ukuthi uhlale phansi ubone ukuthi khona bengafakwa ngathi lapho abafisa khona kuona njengamavenda i-association esengikuyo kahle sokuthiwa i-B T A Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association iyazama ukuhlanganela nale khansel sike saba le meeting le khansel interdepartmental committee esihlale phansi le khansel sibonisana layo sike sahlangana lo meya sike sahlangana lamanye ama-politicians ukuthi sibonisane ukuthi bengancedo bani ebengathiwa especially omama abakuma-street ngoba bathona begidima bengakwanisi ukuthi bethengise imali bethole inzuzo ezabayenyeka njengefamily so engingakufisa ukuthi ngakwenzakala kube yimpumela i-wayforward yethu nokuthi i-council le-government ngayihlale phansi ibone ukuthi ingayincedisa njani especially omama abayinkobo abaningi abathatha 3/4 of i-population yamavendayo.
Welcome. If you're just joining us tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the challenges facing vendors, the bulk of who are women who were relocated from city centers throughout the country by their local authorities, but some are now back to their former vending sites as the country's economic crisis continues to take its toll. What are your views on the issue? The Vendors Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation, Vendors Organization, says 16 members of its organization, 8 women and 8 men today, appeared before the courts facing charges of violence against the police last year during the relocation process in July. The case has been postponed to next month. The Harare City Council, following a directive from the local government ministry in July last year, cleaned up city centers, forcing vendors, mostly women, to designated vending sites on the outskirts of most cities. These sites, however, now lie vacant, and they have not been taken up by vendors who are alleging that they are far from their customers and have no sanitary facilities. They blame the government for not providing the 2.2 million jobs promised under the ruling party's economic blueprint, Zimaset. What are your views on the issue? Nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiri kutarisa zviri kutarisana nemadzimai anoita mabasa ekutengesa mumigwagwa apo zvichitera kubviswa kwavakaitwa mumigwagwa nemakanzuru avo ekunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana vachiendeswa ivo kunzvimbo dzimwe dzacho dziri kure ne maguta. Tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika pari zvino uyezve zvingagadziriswe sei kuti pasawanikwe pachiramba ipo pachiita namo nyaya takatarisa madzimai anoita zvekutengesa. Munoona sei nyaya iyi? Kutibatsira kutarisa nyaya yedu nhasi tiri kuchingamidza sisi Amanda Kupe vari imo muno muMaryland vachange vachitibatsirawo kutarisa kuti zvii zvavakasiya zvichiitika kuZimbabwe. Sisi Amanda vanogara ivo muMaryland asi vari kushanya imo muno muAmerica asi vanoti ivo vakatarisa nawo nematambudziko avaiona achisangana nemadzimai akanyanya nyanya iwava vanoita zvekutengesa. Welcome to our program, Amanda.
Thank you very much for having me in the program.
Amanda, you are a fluent Ndebele speaker, so today you are going to be our own Skype expert, also just, you know, taking us through, but you'll be speaking to us in Ndebele because I'm a Shona expert, but Ndebele, I'm going to have to call on you for that. Amanda, what was the situation like in Zimbabwe? You just came from home when it comes to women and the vending situation. What did you see on the ground?
What I saw on the ground mainly is that the problem is unemployment at the moment, which affects ukuswelakala kwemsebenzi ebantwini basekhaya baseZimbabwe. Kuya affecta abadoda labafazi. Ngibona abafazi beyibo abaaffectwa kakhulu ukudlula amadoda ngoba abafazi bathi kumethi bameke sure ukuthi abantwana badlile konke endlini lapho izinto zimi kuhle and then bethi beceda lapho sebehamba besiyalokhuza besiyathengisa ukuthi bathole imali yokuthi bakhangelane lemuli zabo. So sometimes we are told about umfazi uyavethenisa
Amanda
futhi elomntwana
khona. Hello Amanda. I think we're going to have to call you because the sound quality is not very good. So we're going to call you and then just do a phone interview with you. But thank you very much for having been our guest here. But we're going to call you.
That's fine. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We also have an in-studio guest from the Horn of Africa. Her name is Salem Solomon. She's a journalist and a web producer at the Voice of America's Horn of Africa service, and she's from Eritrea. So she's going to be sharing with us what the situation is like for women in Eritrea when it comes to vending. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable, Salem.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. So the small business and vending in Eritrea, I just did a little bit of research right before I came here. You know, the government, the Labor and Human Welfare Department of the government and the Agriculture Ministry has what they call the Saving Micro Credit Program. Mm-hmm. Through organizations like the UN. They fund small and medium businesses to encourage self-employment in women. And so you see, I mean, if you're walking down the streets of the capital city or urban cities in the country, you see small businesses owned by women who sell, you know, different produce or agricultural produce or other productions that they bring in. It's said to be that 40% of the beneficiaries are women.
But do you have this kind of a problem that we're seeing in Zimbabwe where the women are actually being chased from the city center by the council to say that they should be having their stores outside of the city? Or do you have a more structured, you know, arrangement in Eritrea when it comes to vending and women?
Well, business in general is very competitive, especially for small and medium-sized businesses. And so, you know, some women are self-employed and they sell small scale produces within small kiosks. But in terms of competing with large businesses that have a lot of money, it is a very competitive space, so they might not have that. But the government and also other institutions are more organized and they fund these and encourage these businesses.
So they do actually provide funding.
Yes, definitely. You're saying. Through other nonprofit organizations or non-governmental organizations based in the country, like the UN and other funding means that comes to the country.
Okay, thank you, there, Salem. Tukunzwapa kuvakuna sisi Salem Solomon, mumwe muzharwa weku Eritrea, arimuno anushanda imo muno ku Horn of Africa service, yedu pano pa Voice of America. Anoita iye mabasa, ikushanda ne madzimai, uyeje achi wongororo ne mangu mabasa, arikuitwa ne madzimai, arikuta nangura nasi kuti zviji noitika munyika yake ye Eritrea, arikuti iye kunyika ikoko vanu wana iwo hurumende ye mu Eritrea, ichibatsira vanoita mabasa. Basa iwaya ekutengesa asi ari kuti iwo havazonyanya zvavo kunyanyoita mabasa ekutengesa mumigwagwa vanoenda muye matingati ma small and medium enterprises kana mabasa mabhizimisi madiki ariko zvavo kuZimbabwe asi tinoona kuti pari zvino vakanyanya kuwanda vanhu vari kutengesa mumigwagwa. Salem, I think we have our guest host Amanda, I think she's back on the line. Hello, Amanda.
Yes, I'm back on the line. Thank you.
Yes, this sounds much, much better. So before we got cut off on Skype, you were telling us about some of the issues that are facing women vendors in Zimbabwe. If you can just maybe translate what you said in Ndebele for some of our guests, especially our in-studio guest here.
Oh, okay. Amatengi kucho ikuti kona mbona abafazi we baba abalodwa kakhulu ukudlula amadoda in terms of futhi abafazi bale motors in engine bayiba abayenza izinto ezinenge ezindlini. Women are more affected by the unemployment in the country, and hence they have to fend for the families.
and they've resorted to vending. Everyone becomes a vendor.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, she has to look after the family as well as try and get money, look after the family in terms of cooking,
mm-hmm.
Cleaning up and making sure that the kids are okay, they've gone to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, she has to wake up at the crack of dawn just to go and make sure that she has found a good spot where she will be able to market her goods aggressively and probably make herself for that day.
Mm-hmm.
So in a nutshell, I'm saying that women are more affected,
mm-hmm.
than men are, and on top of that, women vendors play a cat and mouse game with the city council and with the police.
Mm-hmm.
So try to imagine a woman running away from the police, and she has her two-year-old or a less than one-year-old child on her back trying to run away because they'll confiscate her goods.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the challenges that us as women face when it comes to vending and trying to look after ourselves and our family.
Okay, thank you very much, Amanda. Please stay on the line. We'll be calling on you. And maybe, you know, when people do listen in, you can listen to what they're saying and then translate for us into Ndebele. We have our other guest, Lucy. She is one of the women that actually appeared in court today in Zimbabwe. Hello, Sisi Lucy.
Hello, Makadiki.
Aiwa, tiripo Makadiwo. Mugati itanangurro kuti zvaka famba sei kuti muzowani kwa mchienda kucourt. Kwa maendeswa nasu.
Saka itika ndese kuti takaenda pa town house mwa 14 July.
Mm-hmm.
Ine nyaya yekuti zvinhu zvedu zvakanga zvatorwa nekanzuro vakanga vasina kutipa warning kuti vakange vakutanga kutora zvinhu.
Mm-hmm.
Saka taida kukumbira zvinhu zvedu kuti vakwanise kutudza kwavakanga vazivisa. Sezvo ivo vakanga vasati vatiudza kuti varaona asi vatanga kutora zvinhu uyezve zvinhu zvavakatora. Asisi zvinhu zvaitotengeswa, zvinhu zvakanga zvichitobva kunohodwa, zvongosvika zvotsvetwa murod.
Mm-hmm.
Saka tasvika ipapo, takatotaurirana navo zvakanaka, vakatotiudza kuti zvinhu zvedu zvinenge zvanga zvaiendeswa kuhedikota kwavo.
Mm-hmm.
Saka tiri murwongo hwekuti tibude muyadhi mavo tiende ikoko.
Mm-hmm.
Takazongotanga kutoona municipal police yakutotanga kutotirova. Vamwe vakakwanisa kubuda vakatiza.
Mm-hmm.
Vamwe ndivo vakabatwa ndokupinzwa mukati.
Mm-hmm.
So vakabva vazotanga kutoklema kuti tisu tatanga kuita noizi ipapo. Then ndomatorera vakatiza kusvikira tizoenda musungwa matakagara mujeri mazuva 17 days.
Mm-hmm. Tinoona kuti nhasi manzimi mozodzokazve kukoti mwedzi unouya. Asi muri kurarama sei pakati pekudzokera kukoti ne mararamiro amunoita imi sevanoita zvekutengesa?
Zvinhu zvakatooma ende zvinhu zviri kutishungurudza zvikuru. Nofunga munongozoti mudzimai unenge uine basa rekuti ndiwo munhu mumwe chete unokwanisa kumuka uchibikira vana vechikoro saizvo zvinhu zvikoro zvakavhurwa.
Mm-hmm.
Uyezve unenge uchidikwa kukoti nenguva ende ukatononoka kuenda kukoti unotoona watopiwa warend of arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Saka tiri kunzwa kuomerwa zvikuru.
Mm-hmm.
Uyezve nguva yatinenge tiri kukoti iyoyo vamwe vanenge vatori pakushanda vachitokwanisa kushanda kuti vakwanise kuriritira mhosi.
Mm-hmm.
Saka tiri kurasikirwa nenguva yakanyanyisa nekuti mazuva mazhinji atiri kuenda kukoti tinongosvika dzimwe nguva tova tanzi majistrate hapo kauti majistrate anenyaya dzakawanda.
Mm-hmm.
Saka dzokerai. Saka nyaya yedu mukatarisa kuti kubva July iko zvinhu zvisati zvatopinda February yato mwedzi mipfumbamo.
Mm-hmm.
Hatisati tatombosvika kana pahafu penyaya kana pakota penyaya yacho.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tinotenda Sisi Lucy, rambai makabata makadaro. Tishange tichikurukura nesu muchimboti taura kuti kwakamira sei ikoko. Salem, we have one of our guests here from Zimbabwe. She is actually a vendor herself, and she appeared in court today following some skirmishes that happened last year when they were trying to relocate them to another site. But she says they have been in court since July last year, and today they were told they have to come back in February. So she's saying she's lost a lot of time in between because now she doesn't have time to fend for her family. family. And she's really urging that at least this case be resolved so she can go back to doing what she knows best, which is vending. Do you have such cases in Eritrea, or what's the situation like there?
I mean, in places like Eritrea and Ethiopia as well, you know, small businesses, when men, for instance, in Eritrea, men are usually conscripted. Also, women are conscripted in the military. So the women have to find out a way to fend for their families. And be it creating, you know, self-employment by creating something that they can sell, or, you know, self-employment becomes the ultimate solution for them to meet the day-to-day needs of these families. I mean, the space, like what you're explaining in Zimbabwe, the space does not allow for vendors to go out on the streets and, you know, sell small, whatever it is that they're selling, be it
produce
or you know, vegetables, whatever it is that they have, or they might, they are able to bring to the space. But you know, the capital city, for example, prides itself in being the most clean, and there are you know, visitors that come in, and so they don't want to be it women or children coming out and selling these small you know, businesses that they are trying to create. So it's not really encouraging to hear these instances, not only in Eritrea, but you can see it in Ethiopia as well, where police are at you know, tension is exists between small businesses or people trying to meet and ends meet, you know.
Yeah, thank you very much, Salem. But on a lighter note, you're coming from Eritrea, a country that has been on the news. You know, just tell us a little bit about that before we move to our other guests. You know, why is Eritrea trending so much?
So this is an unfortunate spotlight that Eritrea is finding itself in terms of women and how women are regarded in my country. Now, last Friday, there was this hoax news that came out that claimed someone in the diaspora claimed that the government has issued a decree to allow men to marry two or three women, meaning encouraging polygamy. And if they don't enforce this, that they would be punished with life imprisonment. And it goes as far as saying, this is how ludicrous this claim is. It goes as far as saying, if women prevent their men from marrying another woman, they would also be charged with life imprisonment. This is how crazy this news is. But unfortunately, on Monday, a Kenyan newspaper, a very respected newspaper, the entertainment section, broadcasted that, and it's gone viral. And what is revealed in these tweets and social media blowing up with these men trying to run to my country so that they can get married two, three, or however women that they want, is the misogynistic, you know, undertones that come out of like these pictures that you see, women being treated as objects, as if you pick one and get one free, or all these comments that are very disrespectful to the legacy of the women in my country.
But how are you, as people from Eritrea and a journalist, going to use this media frenzy to perhaps push such important, you know, issues like, you know, women vendors and just the general state of women's affairs in your country?
I mean, I think this is a great opportunity to expose and teach. I think it's a teachable moment for people who want to understand the makeup of the countries, be it religious traditions or women's status in leadership. Women are, I mean, women participate, 30% of the women who liberated the country are women. This is a legacy that is not really known by a lot of people in the surrounding countries or even in Africa in general. This is something they pride themselves over. We're not talking about women just participating as regular soldiers, but we had decision makers. Well, the minister of law in our country is a woman. I mean,
that's very progressive right there.
Exactly.
But I'll hold your thought on that as we go to Amanda. Amanda, you've been listening. We have a caller who called in from Zimbabwe, Lucy, who's a vendor herself, and she was talking about this court situation that she has as a vending woman. What's your view? And if you can just translate in Ndebele just to say what you heard and what's your view?
Okay. Usisi Lucy, uyakhuluma esithi yena ngoJuly bathathela izinto zabo ngamapholisa besithi khona bayathengisa but bona babengathengisi babevela kuthenga izinto zabo and then amapholisa asebathathela izinto leziyana bathi bona basebehamba besithi bayakuza ukuthi khona basebenzisa bazazithola ngaphi izinto zabo ukuthi khona bahambe bayezithengisa endaweni lapho okuvunyelwa khona ukuthi bathengise basebebotshwa-ke and i-problem abanayo khathesi ukuthi batshona besiye court and e-court befice kulamanye ama-problems kuthiwe umagistrate kakho kumbe kule problem eyenzakalayo ilokhu zeni icala labo lokho lingakapheli and besithi yena njengabafazi i-problem ekhona yikuthi yena nguye okhangela imuli so nxa esevukela e-court every day esevukela e-court etshona ebizwe e-court uzakwanisa njani ukuthi akhangele abantwana uzakwanisa njani ukuthi athengise okay okusemthethweni usesehlile kalakhathesi ngoba isikhathi sakhe sesithathwa yikuthi abe siya e-court khonale so yi-problem nami iyabona sinto ukuthi balodubo olukhulu ngokuthi khona akusela lutho abalenzayo except ukuthi bona babebetshona besiye ekhosi and uzagcina njani imuli yakhe esesehluleka ukuthengisa uzagcina njani imuli yakhe etshona ebizwe ekhosi
thank you very much there Amanda for giving us a comprehensive look at what Sisi Lucy said. Maybe Tombo Zokira kune Sisi Lucy kana muchiri panhare makadi.
Chiripo makadi.
Saka remangwana munoriona rakamira sei kune madzimai anoita zvekutengesa. Chimbotisana ngura yenhorondo yenyu imi mune mhuri here zviri kufamba sei?
Remangwana especially kunyanya pamadzimai idambudziko chaiyo. Nekuti iko zvinezvi ukada kutarisa varume vazhinji vachiona kumabasa hakuna mabasa tese tinenge tinogona kutoti mai nababa tese tinenge tiri musiti ende uye zvenenye yekuti nzvimbo dzachona dzavanoti tiende kunotengesera inzvimbo shoma taakuda kutarisa nenyaya yekuwanda kuri kuramba kuchiita vanhu vari kurasikirwa nemabasa saka zviri kupedzisira zvaita kuti tese vanhu tipedzisire tamusiti tichitengesa saka isusu chitemo chedu tinotochema kugovernment dai yapinjira especially panyaya dzekuti zvoni tinoramba tidzingirana nekanzuru yagona kupindira yagona kuona nekunzwisisa kuti mabasa hakuna kuti tinge tiri mustreet hakusi kuti ndozvatinoda kurarama nazvo ibasa rinotorwadza asi nenyaya yekuti hatina choisi ndiyo chete choisi inogona kuti tikwanise kuraramisa mhuri dzedu saka remangwana redu zvikaramba zvakadai tichange tichiramba upenyu hwavhenda unoramba hwakangooma zvikuru especially kuti vanhu vanenge vachida kuenda kuchikoro
Sisilusi ndombo kubata ipapo timbotora muteereri tina Sisi Precious Chitsike vari kukadoma. Hello Sisi Precious. Hello. Sisi Precious muripo here panhare? Ah, nhare dzinenge dziri kuita shanje. Tichange tichidzokazve kune Miss Sisilusi asi pari zvino our guest there Salem was just saying that life is very difficult for her as a vending woman because she's saying she has kids that go to school, but right now she cannot even do her business so she can pay school fees for her kids. These are some of the issues that are coming up as we try to see, you know, the way forward. But she's saying she wishes government would step in and, you know, really make the situation better so that at least they can have jobs or, you know, the jobs opportunities open up so they can go back to formal employment or at least make the situation better for them as vendors. I don't know if you have a last word, you know, on your side just to see, to round up before we're going to move to the next segment of the show.
I think if the call is to step in for governments to close this gap that there's a huge unemployment in these places, I think first and foremost, they have to also train these women.
I'm going to have to hold your thoughts on that one, but would like to thank right now our in-studio guest Salem Solomon from Eritrea, and we also have Amanda Kupe who's with us on the phone here in Maryland, and we have Sisi Lucy Mukupe who's a vendor herself based in Zimbabwe. As we migrate to the internet, we'd like to thank all our radio listeners, and as we now are streaming, please go to www.voazimbabwe.com zimbabwe.com and stay tuned. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.